The Department of Homeland Security is ratcheting up its efforts to secure the U.S. border with Mexico. It plans to send more Border Patrol agents, ICE investigators, and unmanned drones to that region. Steve Atkiss is former chief of staff at Customs and Border Protection. He's now a principal with Command Consulting, and he joins us now with some analysis on how these initiatives are likely to affect the overall operation of the agency. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
All right, so there's a lot of pressure on DHS, a lot of resources. They just got approval for these drones. What effect will that have on the agency's operation? Can it handle it?
Well, I think the announcement that the secretary made on Wednesday with regard to the FAA's approval to fly the unmanned aerial vehicles over the Texas area is extremely important. That's something that we worked very hard on, really since the start of the UAS program at CBP. One of my colleagues at Command, Pete McNall, ran that program, and I can tell you he's been an inordinate amount of his time focused on working out the flight safety issues with the FAA as opposed to on the programmatic elements of the program. But that was a really important piece of the announcement. The rest of the announcement and really the speech that the secretary gave on Wednesday was really a continuation of some of the initiatives that have been in place at the agency really since 9/11. I mean, that was really the turning point in border security in this country, much as it was with the rest of the homeland and national security institutions. I mean, previous to that, the men and women on the front lines had been, you know, ridiculously under-resourced. They were making do with what they were given, but it was just simply not enough to get the mission accomplished. But 9/11 changed that. Average Americans, you didn't have to live in a border community anymore or have worked in law enforcement down there to understand the importance of securing the border. And so in that post 9/11 era, those resources really started flooding in, and that's what really changed things. So I would look at this as kind of a continuation of what started in that era, and has spanned really both the Bush and the Obama administrations.
It really does appear that the resources continue to flow in that direction, but it also makes me wonder if maybe they still are trying to do so much with so little. Tell me what it's going to take to get them to the point where they are comfortable, where they're able to secure the border the way they see it. They really want to tighten it down.
Well, Amy, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I get very frustrated with this because, you know, we spend about 1/50th, one out of 50, on border security in this country as compared to what we spend at the Department of Defense. And certainly, you know, taking the fight to the enemy overseas is really critical towards defending the homeland. But I would argue that level of resource is just nowhere near where it needs to be for us to truly secure the border. I mean, even if you look at this most recent announcement, $500 million in the war supplemental that the president was requested to go towards border security, you know, that's important. That's going to give us 1,000 new Border Patrol agents. It's going to give us 1,200 National Guard troops down to the border. Those are helpful things, and they're certainly going to help the men and women do their job. But that $500 million for border security is part of a $66 billion war supplemental. And that's on top of the $660 billion DOD annual budget. So, you know, we spend $12 billion on border security, which is more than double what we spent prior to 9/11. That's important, but we spend $12 billion on that, and it's 1/50th of what we spend elsewhere on the Department of Defense, and that's just not in line with where this is as a national priority, and it's just not enough to get the job accomplished.
We're speaking with Steve Atkiss. He's a principal at Command Consulting and former chief of staff at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and we know the money, we know the figures. What is the measure of success? I think the secretary had a point yesterday when she said we'll never be able to utterly seal the border so that nobody gets across. So what is the end point of all of this effort and spending, do you think?
Well, I mean, the best metric that you can use to really judge how we're doing in securing the border is the level of apprehensions that the Border Patrol makes along the border. I think it's important to understand, you know, the context in which we're having that discussion. I mean, one of my colleagues while I was at CBP, Ron Colburn, was the deputy chief of the Border Patrol and really is the Border Patrol. He's one out of four generations from his family who served in the Border Patrol. He was actually the chief of the Yuma sector in Arizona while Secretary Napolitano was governor. And during that time, really from 2005 to 2009, in 2005, mm-hmm. the Border Patrol made 125,000 apprehensions in the Yuma sector. That's more than 300 a day. In 2009, they made 3,800 total, 3,800 versus 125,000. That's a 97% reduction. And that's one of the more dramatic examples, but it's really emblematic of what's happened since we've poured these resources into the southwest border. But what's happened is that has created a situation where it's much more difficult to cross, and so the level of sophistication of the smuggling organizations who are trying to penetrate that border for whatever purpose, they're trying to smuggle individuals or they're trying to smuggle narcotics or whatever the case may be, it's really made them much more sophisticated. So in a way, the money we've spent since 9/11 has been used towards going out and taking out the low-hanging fruits. We've dramatically reduced the traffic, but what's left is the hard part to do, and it's just going to require a lot more resources. These organizations are extremely highly motivated. They're serious businessmen down there who have a very valuable product. They're trying to move across the border, and they'll do whatever it takes to accomplish that. And so they respond to the increased resources that we put down there by increasing their own resources, and they've got a lot of them to dedicate towards doing what they're trying to do.
One brief question before we let you go. We had about a minute and a half left, and that is about the biggest challenge that this initiative faces. Are we talking about policy? Politics, or the perception among the American people? What is the challenge that must be overcome for this to work?
Yeah, I think getting through the political rhetoric is the most difficult part. People who have spent time down on the border really understand that, and I would certainly put the Secretary Napolitano in that category. She was, a U.S. attorney and the attorney general and the governor of the hottest border security state. She was an incredibly important player to us when we were at CBP, worked very closely with her on that. She understands those issues. I think that's the exception, unfortunately, in this town rather than the rule. And so a lot of times you hear the Congress talking about this, coming up with ideas, but until they put the resources necessary to secure the border, you're not going to have comprehensive immigration reform. I get frustrated sometimes with the kind of side-by-side look at border security and immigration reform as if they're kind of co-equal and not necessarily interdependent things. You can't have a real immigration policy unless you secure the border, because you can't control who's coming in and out. So you have to secure the border first. And then you can have meaningful, comprehensive immigration policy that determines how you're going to handle who's already here and who you're going to allow to continue to come in.